Analysis of low-dollar Delta V-dollar spacecraft missions to Oort Cloud Comet C, 2014 UN$271, by Adam Hibbard et al. Comet C, 2014 UN-271, alternative designation BB after its discoverers Bernardinelli, Bernstein, and commonly referred to as UN-271, is an extreme case on two fronts. Firstly, its solar distance on discovery, greater than 29 O, and secondly the size of its nucleus, 137 plus or minus 15 kilometers. With an aphelion distance of approximately 33,000 O.W.R.T., the solar system barycenter, and an orbital period approximately 2 million years, it is definitely an object from the solar system's Oort cloud, and also by a good measure the largest Oort cloud object ever observed. In situ observation of UN-271 would be of considerable scientific importance. Unlike most Oort cloud comets which have been discovered for the first time only as they near the inner solar system, UN-271 was discovered early enough to provide adequate advanced warning to plan for such a mission. In this paper we describe the various methods for reaching UN-271 during the period around its perihelion and ecliptic plane passage, with both flyby and rendezvous options, exploiting direct transfers, Jupiter-powered gravitational assists, GA, or alternatively a series of gas of the inner planets. Viable flyby and rendezvous trajectories are found, especially using the NASA Space Launch System, SLS, as the launch vehicle. This was Analysis of Low-Dollar Delta V-Dollar Spacecraft Missions to Oort Cloud Comet C, 2014 UN$271, by Adam Hibbard et al.